The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. Who in my audience does not believe in equality? Of course we believe in equality. I believe in equality. Most of you believe in equality. But what does that really mean? Well, the Women's World Cup team has brought the issue of gender equality to top of mind again. And it is a graphic illustration of the difference between the way the left thinks and the right thinks. Hey, welcome. Thank you for joining me. This program is all about being an LTD. Listen, think, use the brain that God gave you, and then discern. Use some discernment. We're living in a world where you are not encouraged to think. You're encouraged to respond. Don't think. Just respond. Because if you think, you have to look at facts. You have to look at truth. That's what thinking is about. And then discerning depended upon the facts and truth. But the liberal left is all about just respond, respond, respond. Don't look at the facts. Don't look at truth. Just respond. And talk about an illustration of that. This thing about gender pay inequality with the women's national soccer team. Now, they won the World Cup. And I said it before, and I'm not embarrassed or ashamed to say it. I really wasn't rooting for them. Some of the members of the team are anti-American. They don't love America. They're representing America on the world stage, and yet some of them hate America. They released a joint statement today. We're not going to the White House. Well, excuse me, that's the people's house. But we don't like the president. But the people of America elected him. And that's another whole, that's another topic. But anyway, the liberal left is flipping out over the gender pay gap. Nancy Pelosi has been on her soapbox. Look at the disparity between the men and the women. And the men can't win anything. And look what the women won. They won the World Cup. The men can't even, you know, they can't beat, what is it, Tobago? Knocked them out of the World Cup. And it's true. The national men's soccer team is pathetic. It is true. And the women's team won it all. I mean, they won the World Cup. That's the World Series. That's the Super Bowl. That's the ultimate in women's soccer. And so Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the liberal left, all of the women on the team, most of the mainstream media is saying, this is terrible, this is horrible. There is a terrible pay gap, and it's all about gender. For instance, I'm looking at a chart from a mainstream media source, and it shows that a woman on the women's team could earn a maximum of $260,000, $869. That's a chunk of change, okay? That's the maximum that a woman on the winning World Cup team could win, $260,869. While a man could earn up to $1,114,429 apiece. That's the potential. So a woman on the championship team, whether it's America or whatever, the most they could win, $260,000. The most a man could win is $1,114,000. Well, that is a huge difference. And so we're hearing equality, equality. The women should win just as much. Well, unless you look at the facts. Anybody concerned about facts? Truth? Not the liberal left. Here are the facts. The women's tournament. Are you ready for this? The women's soccer tournament, World Cup tournament, generated $131 million this year. That's total. Now, I've checked this from three sources because I thought, no, that can't be. I've checked with three separate sources. And this is an estimate, but they are estimating that the total Women's World Cup tournament brought in $130 million in total revenue. The men's tournament, you ready for this? $6 billion. $6 billion. So get this. The prize pool, the total prize pool for the women, and by the way, FIFA has to make a profit in order to continue. So their total amount that they could draw from is $131 million. Now, can you imagine? Now, how many players are on the women's team? I think, what, 10? I think total. I think there are 10, maybe 12 total. Well, if they want the same pay as men, and we're not talking U.S. men, we're just talking men in the World Cup. We're talking $10, $12 million out of a total pool of $131 million. The men's tournament is much bigger than the women's tournament. It brings in $6 billion. So in other words, let me put it another way. The total winnings that the women on the American team are going to win will make up 23% of the total revenue. Almost one-fourth of the entire revenue for the entire tournament. 23%. The men, however, will take in 7% of total revenue. So in other words, if we look at it from purely financial, the women will make 300% more of the total revenue than the men. But that's not what is being reported in the news. And you would think that the smartest, most powerful woman on planet Earth, Nancy Pelosi, would at least look at the figures. Again, let me repeat. Total revenue for the women's tournament, $131 million. Total revenue from the men's tournament, which was last year, 2018, over $6 billion. So you got the women taking nearly one-fourth of the total revenue in prize money. You get the men taking 7%. Men's soccer is much, much, much more popular than women's soccer. Now, there was a lot of interest this year, particularly here in America. But still, if you want gender pay equality, then you've got to get the total revenue for women's up to where the men is. And you're talking of a difference between $131 million and 6 billion. I would think that the women should be very, very, very grateful that they're bringing home a quarter of $1 million a person. But they're griping, whining, and complaining because they don't make as much as the men. Well, then promote your sport so that the total revenue is equal, and then demand equal pay. Absolutely. Then demand equal pay. Again, a graphic illustration of the liberal left. Don't bother us with facts, statistics, or truth. Just respond with raw emotion. And so you're going to hear this for the next several days. The women don't make as much as the men. Gender pay inequality. Gender pay. You're going to hear this over and over and over again. And many Americans are just going to respond with raw emotion.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, shows how much I know about professional soccer. Jeff, my engineer and screener, looked it up, and the women's soccer team have 23 members. 23 members. Now, that means if total revenue for women's World Cup soccer is $131 million, that's total. Total revenue altogether, $131 million. If the winner got $1 million apiece, which is what these women want, they want to get the same pay, the same potential as the men's, then that would be $23 million out of the $131 million. And that's just for the winning team. That is only for the winning team. It would immediately, instantly bankrupt FIFA women's soccer. Bankrupt them. And here's the thing about the left. They don't care. It's like this minimum wage thing. There are dozens of studies out there that indicate if the government mandates a $15 an hour minimum wage, the ultimate result will be people will be out of work. There will be more people out of work. People will make less money than if we just let the market rise and fall where it will. The people, if a minimum, and this has happened in Seattle, it's happening in New York City. I'm trying to think of the other cities that have mandated minimum wage. San Francisco, the end result is the people that minimum wage increase is designed to help are hurt the most. But they don't care. They really don't care. So if the women on the women's soccer team got what they want, women's soccer would go out of business. It would bankrupt them. So what? There would be no FIFA women's soccer. Oh, my goodness. And again, Nancy Pelosi. We've got to have equal pay. There's a gender gap with soccer, and these women, they deserve as much as the men do. Well, if revenue was equal, yes. If women's soccer was bringing in $6 billion, I think the women should get the same amount. I believe that. But when it's $6 billion as compared to $131 million, no. All right, gonna move on from that. Over in Illinois, not quite our next door neighbor, but over in Illinois, it's amazing the difference between these two states, Indiana and Illinois. just amazing the difference on life issues particularly. The Illinois legislature looks like it has a good chance of passing State House Bill 2467. House Bill 2467, this is over in Illinois, and it looks like this is going to pass. If House Bill 2467 passes in Illinois, what would it do? It would repeal a previous law that has been on the books for several years called the Illinois Parental Notification of Abortion Act. This was passed several years ago, and it requires an abortion provider to notify a parent, grandparent, or legal guardian of a minor 48 hours prior to an abortion. Now, get this. It does not require the parent to consent, just to be told. So the Illinois Parental Notification of Abortion Act does not require parental or guardian consent for a minor to get an abortion. They just have to tell them. Well, the libs, the liberal left in Illinois, wants to take that away. The sponsor of the bill, Representative Emmanuel Welch, a Democrat, says, quote, "I'm going to try to get this repeal bill done in veto session in October if we can. If not, I'm certainly going to go back at it in January. I will not stop." Really? So get this. If they're successful, a man could rape a minor, get her pregnant, take her to an abortion facility, and get an abortion for her, and no parent, no adult, no guardian would know. Think about that. And these are the people who say, we are pro-women. They're not pro-women. They're pro-death. Now, it's not absolutely certain that this bill is going to pass, but right now with the structure politically of the Illinois legislature, it looks like this has a very good chance of passing. Pro-life leaders are doing everything they can to oppose this legislation. And again, this is a repeal bill. And if successful, it would repeal the Illinois Parental Notification of Abortion Act. Minors in Illinois could get an abortion with no parent, guardian, none of them knowing anything about it. Wow. I want you to, this is evil. This is not just the difference of opinion politically. That's evil. What caring adult would want to take any adult guidance out of the formula of a minor ending the life of an unborn child? Again, that's not just political differences. That's evil. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll dip into the wicked, weird, and wacky file when we come back. Wait till you hear what is sexist now. Yeah, wait till you hear when we come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.